We have many friends coming here for the name of Hazreti Mevlana and Şefikcan.
Ama bu teşrif eden dostlar içerisinde her zaman söylediğim gibi bir kez daha söyleyeceğim ki Kabir Dede ile Kamil'in ziyareti bizi çok heyecanlandırıyor.
So I always say this and I will say it again. You know, we have many friends coming here always, all the time. But among all those friends, the visit of Kamil and Sheikh Kabir is very special for us.
Bunu belki her teşrifinizde söylüyorum.
Probably I'm telling you this same thing every time you come here.
Her geldiğinizde aynı heyecanı hissediyorum.
Because every time you come here, I always feel the same excitement.
Aynı mutluluğu hissediyorum.
The same happiness.
Sevginin, saygının daha da artmış olarak, çoğalmış olduğunu hissediyorum.
And I feel that the love and the respect we have is ever increasing. Every time you come, it is even more.
Ve bu sevginin, saygının nişanesi olarak da arz etmek istiyorum.
And as a sign of this love and respect that we feel to each other, I would like to express that.
Peygamber Efendimizin bir hadisi şerifi.
Because the Holy Prophet has a hadith, he says that.
Eğer birini samimiyetle seviyorsanız, ona bir saygınız varsa çekinmeyin, söyleyin.
The Prophet says that if you sincerely love someone and respect someone, don't hide it, say it to him or her.
Ben sizleri çok seviyorum.
I love you so much.
Sizleri çok seviyorum.
I love you so much.
Tabii bugün daha bir ayrıcalıklı bir gün.
But today is even more special, even a more unique day.
Çünkü yine dede dostu İbrahim Gamart ve eşi hanımefendi.
Because we have another very beloved true friends who were also friends of Şefikcan Dede, İbrahim Gamart and his beloved wife.
Çünkü Kabir dedemiz, Kamil Hanım, İbrahim Gamart, bunların hepsi bendenize Şefikcan Dede'nin yadigarı.
Because you know, Kabir Dede, Kamil, İbrahim Gamart and his wife, they are the trusts of Şefikcan Dede for me.
Dolayısıyla dede dostlarımın böyle bugün burada birleşmiş olması da daha bir lütufkar.
That's why it's a great blessing of God that today the friends of Şefikcan Dede united here.
Dede çok vefalı bir insandı.
Şefikcan Dede was such a loyal.
Şefikcan Dede'nin ilk bakışta insanın söyleyebileceği iki çok önemli özelliği vardı.
Şefikcan Dede had two main attributes that you could easily notice.
Birisi çok mütevazı.
One of them is extreme humbleness.
Çok mütevazı.
He was so humble.
Diğer ikinci önemli tarafı.
Other one.
Çok dostlarına sadık.
He was so loyal to his friends.
Dolayısıyla onun ruhu şu an şad olmuştur bundan şüphe.
As I probably he is very happy right now.
Hiçbir dostunu unutmazdı. Hiçbir
he dostunu. Never forgot any of his friends, never and ever. He would always remember them.
Müthiş bir hafızası vardı.
And by the way, he had such a strong and great memory.
Yani 95 yaşında.
At the age of 95.
3 yaşındaki yaşadığı olayları bugünkü gibi hatırlar.
He could very clearly tell the memories that he experienced or he had at the age of 3.
Ve o 3-5 yaşındaki tanıdığı insanları büyük bir hürmetle, büyük bir saygıyla, hep duayla yad eder.
And he would mention about the people whom he saw or met at the age of 3 or 5 and he would talk about them very positively, he would pray for them.
Sabah namazları çok uzun sürerdi.
His morning prayers would take very long time.
Bunun sebebi long.
The reason was
her sabah namazına kalktığında
during every morning prayer.
Yani Arabi yıllara göre 99 yaşında vefat etti.
According to lunar calendar he passed away at the age of 99.
Ve o yaşa kadar tanıdığı, saydığı, sevdiği hangi insanlar göçmüşse onların isimlerini tek tek hatırlar, so, onları söyler, onlara dua eder.
In the morning, after the morning prayer, he would start one by one all his friends that he met during this 99 years of life. One by one, he would pray for them. The ones who passed away, he would pray for all of them by their name.
Yani hepsini ismen sayardı.
So he would mention, in his prayer he would mention each one of them's name.
Bıkmadan, usanmadan her sabah.
With patience every morning he would do that.
Hepsinin ismini zikrederek dua ederdi.
He would make his prayer by mentioning their names.
Biz şimdi dua ederken yuvarlak bir dua ediyoruz bütün geçmişlerimiz.
We are, when we make our prayers, now we make a general prayer for all the people whom we knew, whom we met, for our parents. So we make a general prayer. We don't mention their names.
Ama dede öyle değil.
But Kevcan dede would not do that. He would mention the exact names.
Ve bazı dostlarını yaşlılık dönemlerinde mezarlarını gidip ziyaret edememişti.
And he had some friends whose graves he could not visit because he was very old.
Yani 96-97 yaşında.
He was around 96-97.
Bana derdi ki onların mezarını bul, gidip onları bir ziyaret edeyim. Öteki tarafa gittiğimde yani yüzüne bakacak bir yüzüm olsun. Son kez mezarına gitmiş olayım.
And at the age of 96 or 97 he would tell me that I have this friends. They passed away but I could not go and visit their graves. Please you go and find their graves, visit and pray for them because when I go to other side, when I meet with them, I will be ashamed if I don't pray for them or if you don't go and visit their graves.
O kadar yaşlıydı ki biliyorsunuz işte çok yaşlıydı.
Because he was very old, you know him.
Ya buna rağmen dostlarının kabri şerifini ziyaret etmek isterdi.
Still he wanted to visit his friends' graves.
Cenab-ı Hak cümlemizi öyle vefalı, sadık insanlar
isimli. May Allah help us to be such loyal and loving people.
Bir tarafları açık, sıcak.
And loyal people. Like Şefik Can dedi.
I met Şefik Can Efendi 1999 at the threshold of the retreat.
Thankfully.
A translator, Najat, came and to translate. I remember there was a zikr, I remember very joyous. I remember vividly with the the daf and
Allah. It was like a miracle because I felt the beauty we had seen in Süleyman Dede.
Çünkü ben onda Süleyman Dede'yi gördüm.
It had resurrected.
Ben size dirilmişti bir gösteri
oldu. We were able to bring a living example of that beauty and that
güzelliğin yaşayan bir örneği çok
var. Beautiful Ottoman culture.
And
humility.
Tabanlı.
Bring him to America to introduce him to our friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that
mm-hmm.
was the beauty of
May Allah reward you for taking care of Shafiq John Effendi and having to pay his bill.
Well,
I wish I could have known and contributed to paying his bill.
Yeah. It was a great privilege. And it was perfect.
Such a grace to have him with us.
Evet, çok büyük bir lütuf. Now, since long time I have been working on the memories of Şefik Can Dede. Starting from 1909. He was born in 1909. But the memory start from 1914. So the memory start from 1914 up to 2004. Or whatever he experienced. Because I recorded just what they are doing right now. So I recorded all his memories. I took audio recording. So he's telling in this audio recording, he's telling many beautiful and interesting stories. Just a couple of ago, I reached to the point where he is telling about Süleyman Hayati Dede. Because I'm going one by one, so now a couple of days ago, I came to the recording where he tells about Süleyman Hayati Dede.
Tabii çok büyük bir muhabbetle bahsediyor, saygıyla bahsediyor.
He is mentioning Süleyman Hayati Dede with a great love and respect.
Süleyman Hayati dedenin ve eşinin hizmetini anlata bitiremiyor.
He is telling so much about Süleyman Hayati dedes and his wife's service, the great service that they did.
Onların misafirperverliğini.
How their hospitality.
Herkese kapı açmasını.
How they welcomed everyone to their home.
Ve Hayati dedenin lisan bilmediği halde Konya'ya gelen bütün yabancıları misafir etmesi.
And he tells about all those Süleyman Hayati dede didn't speak any language other than Turkish. Still he would welcome, he would host every people coming to Konya from abroad, from other countries.
Evet, bu bir mucize. Allah vergisi.
Of course, this is a miracle. It's a gift of, it's a blessing of Allah.
Ve onun ne kadar fedakar olduğundan bahsediyor.
And Şevkcan dede is telling how sacrificing Süleyman dede was.
Hizmet etmekte sınır tanımayan biri.
He was limitless in terms of service. In the point of service, he was limitless.
Ve onun vasıtasıyla bugün Amerika'da, Avrupa'da mevlevi bu kadar bilindi ve birçok mevlevi şeyhi şu an Hayati dedenin mutlaka dergahından geçmiş, oradan ders almış insanlardır.
And because of thanks to Süleyman Hayati deden, Mevlevi Ted Hadif Mevlana is well known in Europe, in the West, in the United States, and all the sheikhs and teachers, Mevlevi sheikhs and teachers in West, they all passed through the dergah of Süleyman Hayati dede.
Ve onun da hiçbir benlik taşımadan.
And he did not have any ego at all.
Hiçbir şey iddia etmeden.
He was not claiming anything. He didn't have any ego. He didn't have any self.
Sadece hizmet.
He was just doing his service.
Hiçbir iddiasız bir şekilde.
He was not claiming anything.
Tabii Amerika'da o sizin yaşadıklarınızı da anlatıyor.
He also tells about the story that when he was in the United States, he became sick and all those things that he told. He also tells it in the recording. He tells about the prayer that you mentioned.
Orada öğrendim dedemin imamlık yaptığını. Daha önce bilmiyordum.
Up to that point, I also didn't know that he was your imam in the United States. I learned it in the recordings.
Hiç bahsetmemiş.
So he never told it to me.
Ama gençliğinde birileri namaz kılacağı zaman arkadaşlar arasında kendisini imam ettiklerini, dolayısıyla orada imam olmak.
But he tells that when he was young and when he was with his friends, when they were going to do namaz, group namaz together, the friends always asked him to be the imam. So this is what he tells in the memory.
Hiç bahsetmemişti.
But he didn't tell that was an imam in the United States.
Çünkü genelde namazlarını tek başına kimse olmadığı zaman kılardı.
Because usually he preferred to do his namaz when he was alone, when there was no one.
Öyle herkesin içinde namaz kılmaz.
He wouldn't do the namaz if there are other people.
Onun için hiç imamlık edeceğini düşünmemiş.
That's why I couldn't imagine that he would be imam, he would accept to be imam.
Yani kendisi Mevlevi.
He was Mevlevi.
Ama Melami meşhur.
But his meşhur, his path was Melami. Mm-hmm. His style, as he says.
Hiçbir zaman manevi halini ortaya koymaz.
So that's why he used to hide his spiritual state, his hal.
Evde normalde sürekli başında bir takkesi, elinde de benlik bir tesbih olur.
At home, when he was alone, he always had that, that cap when they were, when doing the namaz. It was always on his head, and he would have a rosary with 1,000 beads.
Yani hiç o benlik tesbihi elinden düşmezdi.
If there is no guest, if he is alone at home, he would always carry that rosary in his hand.
Ama hiç kimse görmemiştir onun elinde binlik bir tesbih, başında bir tatlı, hiç kimse görmemiştir.
But no one saw him, carrying that rosary and having that cap. Only I am the one that saw it. He would always hide it.
Bir gelen olduğu zaman hemen çıkartır. Arkasına sarılır.
When someone came to his room, he would immediately take the cap off, and hide the rosary.
Ve sanki hiçbir şey yapmamış gibi böyle rahat.
And he would just sit there as if he was not doing anything.
Ve bir ara sakal bırakmış.
And once he decided to have some beard.
Yani işte yaşlandıktan sonra, emekli olduktan sonra hacca gitmiş.
Because he went to hajj, he was old, he was retired.
Sakal bırakmış.
And he had his beard.
Sonra diyor, baktım ki beni tanımayan insanlar, otobüse biniyorum yolda, böyle sakallıymış, kişiyim diye bana saygı gösteriyor.
But Sheikh Fendel tells that after having the beard, you know, he was an old man, he had a white beard, and he what he saw was that when he was traveling, going out, everybody was extra respecting him because, you know, he looked like an old man with a white beard.
Sakallı yaşlı. İnsanların bana böyle özel sakalımdan dolayı saygı gösterdiklerini anladığım an hemen sakallarımı
gösterdim. So Sheikh Fendel when I realized that people were showing me, paying me extra respect because I have had a beard, at that moment I shaved my beard.
Hiçbir zaman manevi yönünü ortaya koymaz.
He would never and ever put his, he would never make his spiritual hal visible.
Tam bir melami meşhur.
He was a perfect melami. But when I, you know, read his memories,
yaşam şekli olarak koyu bir nakşi gibiydi.
His spiritual lifestyle was similar to a, you know, a strong nakşi teaching.
Çok koyu bir nakşi gibi.
So it looked like a strong nakşi.
Hal mevlevi.
But his hal is mevlevi.
Ama genel yaşam şekli melami.
But indeed his general lifestyle is melami.
Ve hayatı şimdi hayatını gözden geçirdiğim için hatıralarını hayatında en çok melami müşrikleriyle görüyorum.
Since right now I'm working on his memories, what I realized is that during his lifetime he was mostly with melami sufis and melami sheikhs.
Türkiye'deki meşhur bütün melamiler onun en yakın dostu, çok meşhur.
All the famous, well-known melami sufis, melami teachers was his best friends.
Yani bunlar bizim ülkemizde çok özel insanlar, melami.
Those melami sheikhs are really the outstanding ones of his time.
En yakın dostları melami.
They were his closest friends.
Ama bunu hiç belli etmezdi.
But he would not make this visible to other people. He would hide it.
Bu pek dedenin bilinen bir yönü değil.
So this side of Sheikh Fendel is not known by other people much.
I knew one of those melami sheikhs who also had a close association with us.
Ben o melami sheikhlerden tanıştım, bize de yakınlığı vardı.
He also came to a retreat we had in Vermont.
Vermont'a geldim bir kere.
Mehmet Selim Ozan. There was even a sharing of Mevlevi initiation, Mevlevi Vayat with Mehmet Selim.
Mehmet Selim ve Mevlevi Vayat'ını da paylaştık.
This Melami style is something very, very beautiful and typical of the Mevlevi path. This invisibility.
Melami şekli çok güzel bir şey ve Mevlevi'nin içinde de bahsediyor. Görünmezlik.
Ordinariness.
Sıradanlık, sıradan görünmek.
It's not appearing as spiritual.
Mevlevi'nin içinde görünmüyor diye çok şey.
Thank you for sharing that.
Teşekkür ederim.
I didn't realize how deep it went in him, but it makes sense.
Ben o kadar fark edememiştim hani onda Melami'nin bu kadar derin olduğunu
küçük,
ama
çok
yeah, it was so deep.
Çok küçük.
So deep.
İç karakteri tüm
in his, Melami. In his inner character he was completely Melami.
My dear sister, could you inspire us a little bit with the Melamet?
Bize biraz
Melamet hakkında
konuşup ondan bir
this
böyle
so important.
Bir parça bir şey tattırıp bir biraz daha ilham olabilir.
How can we even talk about it?
Ondan nasıl konuşabilirim? Konuşabilirim çok.
Şefikcan dedi, sizin bildiğiniz gibi bendenizin ikinci mürşidim.
As you also know, Şefikcan dedi is my second mürşid.
Bendenizin ilk mürşidi, Melami mürşidlerinden çok önemli, çok önemli, çok büyük bir veli, Şemseddin Ulusoy Efendi.
So my first sheikh, my first murshid was a very well known, one of the most outstanding melamis of his time. His name is Mehmet Şemsettin Ulusoy.
Bundan birkaç sene önce giydiği elbiseler dahi devlet tarafından bir yıl sergilendi. Çok kıymetli bir
elbise. A couple of years ago there has been an exhibition in a museum in Turkey where they, you know, exhibited the clothes that he was wearing. So it's so valuable that now it's on exhibition in the museum.
Yani devletin, milletin kabul ettiği çok yüksek bir şahsı.
So he is very well accepted by the people in Turkey, by the state, by the public.
Ve ben 1981 yılında bu şeyhimi tanıdım.
So I met with this şeyh in 1981.
Ve bu şeyhimi tanıdığım zaman ben kendime bir şeyh de aramıyordum.
By the way, at that time I was not looking for a sheikh for myself at all. I was not interested. I was not looking for a sheikh or a mushi.
Sadece gece gündüz ağlayan, inleyen, dertli bir kul.
At that time I was in deep trouble and for days and nights I was crying. I was praying God out of deep suffering.
Ve çalıştığım ofise bir gün genç bir beyefendi
geldi. And during those days, once I was working at office and a young gentleman came to my office where I was working. I saw him for the first time. I didn't know him before.
Bana dedi ki, bende bir emanetin var. Gel ve al.
And he told me that I have an emanet, I have a trust that belongs to you. It is with me. Come and take it.
Benim bütün ailem Sufi.
All my family is Sufi. And that time they were also Sufi.
Dolayısıyla bu zaten ne demek istediğini anladım.
That's why I very well understood what he meant.
Nereye geliyorum dedim.
And I asked him, where should I come to?
Bana bir adres verdi.
He gave me an address.
Oraya hemen gitti.
And right after that, I went to that address.
Ve o anda ona intisar.
And I initiated him at that moment.
Hiç tanıyıp bilmediğim bir.
He was a person whom I didn't see before. I didn't know anything about him.
Şeyh de aramıyorum.
And I was not looking for a sheikh at all.
O geldi, ben senin şeyhim dedi.
He came and he told me indirectly that I'm your sheikh.
Ama kim olduğunu bilmiyorum, hangi tarikat bilmiyorum.
But I didn't know who he was, which tarikat he was from, what was the teaching path, nothing.
Çok samimiyetle intisap ettim.
But very sincerely I initiated him.
Hiç şüpheye düşmedim.
I didn't have any doubt.
Sonradan öğrendim.
Later on I learned that
Melami.
He was Melami.
Benim annem Nakşi.
My mother was a Nakşi.
Teyzelerim, anneannem Rufai.
My aunts and one of my grandmothers is Rufai.
Kardeşlerim Kadiri.
Some of my sisters are Kadiri.
Babam Bektaşi.
My father was Bektaşi.
Ben deniz bütün tarikatları çok iyi bilirim.
That's why I know all these different tarikats very well.
Çünkü dergahta doğdum.
Because I was born in a dergah, I was grown up, I was raised in different dergahs.
Ama Melami bilmiyorum.
But Melami, I didn't know anything.
Hiç bilmediğim şeyin içine düştüm.
I jumped into something which I didn't have any clue about.
Sıfır.
Zero, nothing.
Çünkü kendime göre bir bilgim vardı.
Because at that point I was thinking that I knew about Sufism.
Ama benim şeyhim hepsini sildi ve attı.
But my sheikh, you know, destroyed it all.
Hiç bilmediğim bir yol.
It was a path which I didn't know anything, I didn't have any idea about.
Melamette şekle, surete hiç yer yoktur.
In Melami teaching there is no place for forms and shapes.
Yani melamet şuradan çıkmıştır. Sultanımız bilir ama tek bildiği değil.
You know, Kabirde de knows it very well, but I would like to just tell it a bit about melamet.
Melametin piri var, büyüktür sultan.
You know the peer, the great master of melamet.
Diğer tarikatlarla aralarında böyle bir şeyler olmuş.
Yeah, once there was a great Sufi saint who was also Melami. And once there had been some conflicts between different tarikas, different Sufi tarikas.
Yani destardı, sarıktı, bununla ilgili.
About they were, the different Sufi groups were arguing about wearing a cap, the style, the tradition about the cap and the clothes.
Senin destarın vardı, yok yoktu. Senin sikken vardı, yok yoktu. Böyle bir
they were arguing with each other. They said that you have a cap, we don't have it. You have this cap, you should wear this. So they were arguing about different clothes and caps.
Bunlar çocukça tartışmalar, çocukça.
Yeah, this is like the arguments that these are very childish arguments.
Kamil olan insanın böyle bir tartışması olmaz.
And enlightened and spiritual mature person doesn't talk about these subjects at all.
Sonuçta bu melametin piri demiş ki öyle mi? Sen başına destarını tak, ateşe gir. Ben de böylece gireyim. Ve ateşi atlamışlar.
And this Melami Saint, this argument also
bu
comes to this Melami
olan,
Saint, and he was also in the middle of this conflict. And he says, okay, you know, he says to those Sufis, you wear your cap, and I will not wear my cap, and we together, we two, we go into the fire, and let's see what happens.
Ateşe atlıyor.
Both of them, they jump into the fire.
Destar-ı şerif yanıyor.
And immediately, the one who is wearing the cap, that destar, it burns.
Ama kendisi hayatta.
But he, nothing happens to him, only the destar burns.
Demek ki diyor, mesele destarda değil.
Then the saint says, you see, then it's not the point, is not the Death Star.
Mesele buradan samimiyetle hizmet etmek.
The only point is to serve with honesty and sincerity
ve
from your heart.
Ondan sonra bir daha hırka, cübbe, Death Star sarmıyor.
And from that time, that Sufi saint never wears any spiritual cloth, no robe, no cap, nothing.
Ve benim yolumdan gelenler de asla diyor başında bir sarık, destar, cübbe hiçbir şey olmayacak.
And he says that from now on the people who are my followers they will never wear robe, any spiritual cloth or any cap. They will not wear any spiritual cloth at all.
Ve biz Allah'ın naçiz kullarıyız, hizmetçileriz, sarığa, cübbeye ihtiyacımız yok.
And he says that we are just humble servants of God. We don't need a cap to serve, we don't need a robe to serve.
Ve sonuç itibariyle ne Kur'an-ı Kerim'de ayet vardır ne de hadis-i şerifte başında sarığın olacak diye.
As a, you know, the thing is that neither in Kur'an nor in any hadith you can find something telling you about to wear a certain cap or a certain robe or a certain spiritual cloth.
Bu tabii ki iddiası olmayan naçiz kullar için geçerli.
Of course, this is for humble people, humble servants of God.
İddiası olanlar için lazım.
The people who have something to claim, who are claiming to be something and who are not that humble, they may need it.
Bu bir şekilsizlikse,
so this is formless.
Çünkü şekilsizlik çok önemli.
So this is being formless, because being formless is very important in Melamika.
Ben o zaman çok modern bir hanımdım.
That time when I initiated to my first shape, that time I was a very modern lady.
Yani böyle magazin sayfalarına çıkan sosyete bir hanım.
You know, I was also a member of this high society whose pictures you could find in those magazines. So I had such a lifestyle at that time.
Dolayısıyla bu da bir şekil.
That's also a different form. It's also you are bounded with a different form.
Hiç melamette şekilcilik olmamasına rağmen.
Although in melamette the forms, the shapes are not accepted at all.
Benim şeyhim bu şeklimi bozmak için başımı böyle örttürdü.
That's why just in order to break my, you know, attachment to my lifestyle, my teacher forced me to wear hijab.
Uzun bir parça.
With a long robe.
Yani siz fakiri tanıdığınızda örtülüyor.
So when I met with you, you know, I was wearing the hijab.
O benim ilk melami şeyhimin kendine göre beni şekilsiz etmesi.
That's because my first teacher tried to break my attachments, break my forms.
Ve ben deniz hiç hilkatime uygun olmamasına rağmen.
And although it was against my nature, my lifestyle, I accepted it.
Aslında bu bir şekilcilikti.
Indeed, that's also another form, you know, wearing that hijab, that's also
ama
another.
Benim gönlüme göre de şekilsizlikti.
But that was against my heart, that's why for me wearing it is like having no form at all.
Çünkü ben ancak öyle şekilsiz olabilirim.
Because that was the only way to make me get rid of my attachments to forms.
Birinci dereceden hiç kendini belli etmemek.
The very first important rule is to be invisible.
Çünkü ben ancak öyle kendimi belli etmeyebilirdim.
And for me that was the only way to be invisible among people.
Malum melamilerin tekkesi dergahı olmaz.
And you know the melamis don't have a tekke or dergah.
Ve melami şeyhinin de kim olduğunu da bilemezsin. Onlar da biraz sırlı.
Besides you don't know who is the melami şeyh. You cannot know it. It's a secret. They hide it.
Ruhani hallerini tümüyle kendi içinde yaşayan insanlar.
They are the people who experience everything in their own heart, in their inner self. They don't show it to other people.
Normal insanlar dışarıdan eleştirildikleri zaman, hor hakir görüldükleri zaman üzülürler.
A normal people, when he is criticized negatively by other people, when he is humbled by other people, he feels uncomfortable. That's for a normal people.
Ama bir melamiyi eleştir, ona hakaret et, onu küçümse, ona iltifat etmek gibi.
But if you humiliate a melami, if you criticize him, if you talk negatively about him, he would feel very happy. That would motivate him, that would make him even more happier.
Çünkü onun için kulların gözünde nasıl olduğu önemli değildir.
Because for him it is not important how the other people see him.
O sadece Rabbinin yanındaki yerini düşünür.
He only thinks about how God sees him.
Hani bununla ilgili Beyazıt Bistami'de bir hikaye anlatıyor.
You know there is a story of Beyazıt Bistami. They tell that.
Çok büyük bir belge.
Beyazıt Bistami is a great saint.
Ve müridanıyla böyle giderken bir Ramazan günü.
Once it was a Ramadan day and he was traveling with his murids, with his students.
Büyük bir kalabalık onu karşılamaya gitmiş.
And they enter into a town and a great crowd of people come to welcome them.
Bakmış ki karşıdan büyük bir kitle geliyor.
And Beyazıt Bistami sees that a crowd, a big group of people is coming towards him.
Hemen heybesinden bir parça ekmek çıkarmış.
And it was just Ramadan day, it was a fasting time. He takes a bread out of his pocket and he starts to eat it.
Maksat o kalabalığı dağıtmak.
So his aim was just to make those people go, leave there.
Çünkü gerçekten gerçek bir Allah dostunun etrafında gösteriş için olması gereken adamlara ihtiyaç yok.
Because a real friend of God doesn't need a crowd of people just for showing off.
Samimi birkaç dostu olsun yeter.
He just needs a couple of sincere friends, that's enough for him.
Mesela sonuç itibariyle bendeniz bu şeyhimde çok ağır bir seyrüsülük gördüm, çok ağır.
To keep it short, my spiritual teaching, spiritual training, or let's say spiritual seyrüsülük with my first teacher, it was extremely difficult. It was
gerçekten
too difficult.
Çoğu insanın
too hard.
Kaldıramayacağı bir ağırlık.
It was such kind of a spiritual training that most of the people cannot take.
Yani
it was too
çok
hard,
ciddi
too
bir
difficult.
Sadakat, teslimiyet gerekiyor.
It
çok
needed
ciddi.
Such a strong loyalty. Such a strong sacrificing, surrendering.
Tümüyle halktan gizli, içinde sürekli Rabbinle olmak.
So the teaching was you shall be completely invisible among people in the society, but in your inner being you will always be in constant remembrance of God.
Bizim zikrimiz daimi zikirdi.
So our zikir was that our you know daily zikir, spiritual zikir was constant zikir.
Yeah.
All the day, it was continuing during all day.
Yani seyri sülükte belli bir tesbihat verilir, bu çekilir. Bizimki öyle değil.
You know, in a normal Sufi tradition, in the seyri sülük, when you initiate, the teacher gives you a certain number of prayers or the name of God that you should repeat during certain days of times of the day. But ours was not like that.
Her daim, her nefes zikir halinde.
So 24 hours during the day you are in constant zikir.
Gece, gündüz, her an,
no matter
daim zikir.
Day or night, you are always doing that constant zikir.
İçinde sürekli bir zikir halinde.
So silently in your inner being you keep on repeating, doing that zikir.
Ama dışarıda normal hayatına
but
devam ediyorsun.
But at the same time you are continuing your life, you are working, you are going. But in your inner being you keep on doing it, you never stop it.
Dışarıda halk gibi yaşıyorsun, hiç onlardan ayrı değilsin.
So for other people we are just like the normal people. You are together with them, you are spending time with them. So for other people you are a normal person.
Mesela bunu şeyhim bana öğretmesi için onu yeni tanıdığımda beni bir düğüne götürdü.
For example, my first teacher, when he was giving me this constant zikir, in order to show me how to practice it, the first day he took me to a wedding.
Düğünde tabii büyük bir musiki
so
var, herkes
dans ediyor. During the wedding,
ediyor.
There is, you know, music, mm-hmm. People were dancing.
Biz de böyle el ele tuttuk.
And we were hand to hand.
Yani o musikiye ayak uydurmuş. Yani biz orada kendi zikrimizi yapıyoruz aslında.
Sessiz ama onu değil mi efendim? Sessiz
yani
sessiz.
Ama etrafa bunu fark ettirmeyecek
so
şekilde.
So we were, you know, we are dancing with the people, but indeed we were doing the zikir. And people would not understand that we were doing the zikir. We were just dancing with them, like they were
biz
dancing.
Biz zikirde olduğumuzu biz biliyoruz.
Only we were knowing that we were indeed doing the zikir.
Ama karşıdan bakıldığında düğüne ayak uyduran insanlar
but
gibiyiz.
When you look from outside, we were just someone, you know, dancing together with other people in the wedding.
Yani her yerde yine kendi zikrinde, fikrinde olmak.
So wherever you are, all the time, you are doing your constant zikir and remembering.
Ama dünyadan da kopuk olmamak.
But we are not disconnected from the world at the same time. We are with other people.
Ve ve daimi bir zikirde olmak, hep Rabbinle birlikte.
So you are always together with your God in a constant remember, in a continuous and constant remembrance.
Çok zorlu bir yolculuktu.
It was a very difficult teaching. It was a very difficult time.
Sonra Bursa'daydık tabii bu dönem, İstanbul'da
değildim. That time I was in Bursa with my teacher.
Ben Deniz'i şeyhim İstanbul'a yolladı.
Then one day my sheikh asked me to go to Istanbul.
Ben de hizmetin tamamlandı dedi.
Said that your service with me is done.
Ve bir manevi işaret üzere.
And due to a spiritual sign.
Tabii şunu da ilave etmeliyim. Şeyhim bendenizi halife olarak yetiştirmişti.
I should also say that my teacher, my first teacher made me his halife.
İki halifesi vardı.
He had two halife indeed.
Biri kadın, biri erkek.
He had one woman and one man. He had two halife.
Bendeniz kadın halifesi.
I was the lady one.
Bir de erkek halifesi.
And he also had a man as his halife.
Bizi halife tayin ettikten sonra İstanbul'a yolladı.
He declared two of us as a halifa, then he asked me to go to Istanbul.
İstanbul'da hizmetimize devam etmemizi söyledi.
He asked us to continue our service in Istanbul.
İşte o dönem manevi bir işaret üzere.
That time when in Istanbul, due to a spiritual sign.
Yolumun Mevleviliğe çıktığını gördüm.
I saw that my spiritual path was leading to Mevlevi, Mevlevi tarikta.
Bu şeyhimin de Şefik Can olduğu belli oldu.
And I understood that my sheikh was Şefik Can.
Şefik Can dediye intisap ettim.
And I initiated to Şefik Can.
Şimdi Şefik Can dedenin de özünde hakikatında melamet olduğu için.
Since Şefik Can dedi also in his very essence he was also a melami.
Çok iyi anlaştım.
We were very great. I did very good with Şefik Can. We understood each other very well.
Çünkü temelim melami.
Because my spiritual base was also melami type, melami teaching.
Hala da öyledir.
And it's still that, like that.
Çok güçlü bir melamet tarafım vardır.
I have a very strong melami side, melamet side.
Ve gerçekten hiçbir şeyin şekli, sureti, iltifatı ilgilendirmez bu fakir gerçekten.
I'm not interested in the forms, in the shapes, people whether talking positively about me, praising me or not, that's not. We have nothing to do with those.
Şekilsiz olmak her zaman daha güzel.
Being independent of forms is always the best.
Şefik Can dede de bunu yaşamış.
Şefik Can dede also experienced and practiced the
yine
same.
Yine hatıralarında okuyorum.
In his memories, I see that.
Konya'da diyor birkaç defa posta çıktım.
He said that I was Şefik Can dede. In his memories, he says that. I was on the post in a couple of Mevlevi ceremonies in Konya for a couple of times, not much.
Ama diyor ben başına destarı koyup Konya'da posta çıkıp tören şeyhi olamazdım.
And Şefik Cancı da continues in his memory. He says that I did it a couple of times in Konya during the Mevlevi ceremonies. I became the sheikh on the post. But after a couple of times I said that I cannot be a ceremony sheikh who wears a cap for the ceremonies, goes and sits on the post.
Bir kenara koydum.
That's why I took off my destar.
Ben Hazreti Mevlana'nın eserlerine kendimi verdim.
Then I focused on the writings of Hazreti Mevlana. I devoted myself to writings of Hazreti
Ondan
Mevlana.
Ondan sonra o destarını da Şeyh Galip'e hediye etmiş.
Tübe değil tabii mi efendim? Then after taking off the destar, he gives that destar to the türbe of Şeyh Galip.
Yani Şefik Can dedenin de hayatına baktığınız zaman o da hiçbir zaman şekilde kalmamış.
So when you read the life story of Şefik Can dede, when you read his memories, you see that he was always never interested in the forms.
O da o formun dışına çıkıp kendine başka bir yol.
He always went out of the forms and he found his path there.
Allah cümlemizi şekilsiz suretsiz.
May Allah grace us being independent
sözü
of forms.
Hazreti Mevlana'nın bir beytiyle tamam.
I would like to conclude with a saying of Hazreti Mevlana.
Hazreti Mevlana bir Mesnevi beytinde buyuruyor ki sen diyorsun ki Allah şekilsizdir, suretsizdir, şekilden, suretten münezzehtir.
Hazreti Mevlana says that oh you the one who is saying Allah is independent of forms and shapes. You say that Allah is formless and shapeless.
Sen şekilde surette kaldıktan sonra Allah şekilsiz suretsizdir demenin sana ne faydası var?
But as long as you keep on getting stuck in forms and shapes, just saying Allah is formless and shapeless will not help you, will not take you anywhere.
Şeytan gibi insanların dış görünüşüne takılıp kalma.
And Santinevana continues, don't get stuck in the outer forms, appearances, shapes of people, just like Shaitan did.
Onların dış görünüşünden geç, gönlüne yön.
Go further from their physical appearance, outer appearance, go directly into other people's hearts, don't get stuck in the appearance.
Onun için melamiliği bir tarikat kabul etmezler bildiğiniz gibi.
That's why you also know that melame is not accepted as a separate individual tarikat.
O bir tarikat değil.
It's not a tarikat.
Yaşam için.
It's a lifestyle.
Yani İslamiyet'in özüdür, hakikatidir.
In it's the essence, it's the hakikat of Islam.
Çünkü şekilsiz, suretsiz olmak İslamiyet'in ta kendisidir.
Because being independent of forms, shapes, appearances is just the core of Islam.
İnsanların dış görünüşüne değil, cinsiyetine değil, gönlüne yönelmek insanlığın ta kendisidir.
You don't focus on people's appearance, their forms, shapes, their gender or other attributes. You just like to focus in their
ama
hearts.
Ama melamiler bunu çok yüksek seviyeden yaşadığı için onlara bir hal olmuş.
Indeed, this is the core teaching of Islam. But since melamis practice this very strongly, people think that it is something special to melamis.
Aşk da öyle. Bütün dinin özü aşktır.
Just like aşk, you know, love. Aşk is the core of religion.
Ama Mevleviler bunu çok üstlendiği için aşk ve Mevleviler eşit görülmüş.
But since Mevlevis, you know, practice this very strongly, people think that, you know, aşk and Mevlevi is something special to Mevlevis.
Yoksa yine dinin de imanın da özü aşk.
But indeed the hakikat, the essence of din, religion and iman, the faith is aşk.
Herkesin melamet ve aşk üzere yaşaması gerekir ki gerçek İslamiyet yaşamış olsun.
Everybody indeed should live according to the teachings of melamet, this being invisible, this humbleness and love, aşk, so that we understand and practice the core of Islam.
İnşallah diyorum, kabul edin.
İnşallah.
Before Shafiq John received the gift of the beloved of Nur Artaran,
Shafiq John dedi ya sevgili Nur Artaran bir ilahi bir hediye olarak verilmezden evvel,
he was undergoing some tests.
Oh, you know, who is Shafiq John was going to undergo some tests?
Yeah.